The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. State governors can stop the FBI and its tyranny immediately if they wanted to. And yet they don't. Is it because they don't know that they can? Or is it because they're just too wimpy? You know what the real answer is. The answer, well, maybe it depends on the governor, I guess. I'm sure there are some governors that don't even know their own powers and don't even understand the relationship of the state to the federal government. Apparently, they don't. Either they're incompetent or they're scared. The one that I know should not be and doesn't come across as someone, he's the best governor in the entire country, is DeSantis in Florida. So if there is going to be someone that's going to do it, it's going to be him. Florida, I'm looking at you. Everyone in Florida, you have to lead this. All it takes is one governor to stand up and you can stop the tyranny of the FBI in one day. One day. You don't have to wait till the November elections, which will not stop it anyways. Do you think taking in a red wave and Republicans in Congress who could defund the FBI, kinda, they could, but do you really think they're going to do anything? Even with good MAGA people, there still won't be enough. You realize that it isn't going to really happen. I doubt it. And if it were to be something that's about to happen, I'm telling you, they will go after those people with the FBI to remove them. And they're going to be in DC. They're sitting ducks to a corrupt, overthrown government. They're sitting ducks. You have to do this by the states. And that's how our founding fathers set it up. Some of you think I'm crazy. The states can't do it. Governors can't do it right away because you have been fooled into believing that the FBI and the federal government is super powerful and the states have little power when the opposite is true. States have massive power and the federal government has little power under our Constitution. And in fact, the FBI has zero power in states. All the power that is exercised by the FBI that you see is granted or being allowed by the states. The states do not have to let the FBI operate in their states. This is so important because people don't understand. The Republicans have power right now to do something. If they tell you, we can't do anything until after the November elections, that's a lie. And that tells you that they don't want to do anything and they're going to let the FBI come after all these people. Now we have Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell has now been raided, basically, and his phone taken. It's not going to stop, folks. It's going to get worse and worse. And if we don't stop it now, and everyone thinks we can't stop it, and I'm telling you, this is the answer. Everyone who's watching this video, you better tell other people by word of mouth. You better talk to people by word of mouth, because this is going to get censored. People are not going to want this out, because this is the truth. Listen to me. Do you understand? There was no FBI at the beginning. Founding fathers didn't envision the FBI. The FBI came about because there was criminals crossing state lines. The states had their own kind of versions of their own FBI. If they want to, they can do that. But what would happen is criminals would cross state lines and then the state couldn't get those criminals. And a lot of times the other states would say, we're not chasing this guy down. That's your law. Our laws are different in our state and you're having problems. And so this wasn't necessarily a bad thing at the time. So they said, well, let's create it so that there's an FBI, a federal bureau that can cross state lines and we can get these people and then they can't hide when they commit crimes that are worthy of something like that and which would become federal crimes. That was the purpose. That can be a very good purpose for the FBI to be able to cross state lines. Do you see how much power states have? That's letting you know how much power states actually have. And that the states agreed to let the FBI come into their states and cross these state lines. Now, that works if you have good, honest, wonderful people in the FBI running the FBI. Right now, we have the opposite. We have communists who run the FBI. Clearly, the FBI is being used as a Gestapo to go after political enemies. It's tyrannical. Therefore, the Founding Fathers would want the states to then turn around and say, hey, we had fun working with you, FBI. We gave you all this because there was a need for it way back then. There's no need for you anymore to be crossing our state lines. You don't need to function in my state. And a governor can kick the FBI out immediately and say, you do not have jurisdiction in my state. You're not going to persecute my citizens. And here's why, governor. If you're a Republican governor and you care about your citizens, you'll do this. If you don't do this, you don't care about your citizens. This is not a joke. If you don't do this, you don't care about Trump supporters. You don't care about Republicans. You don't care about the rule of law. You are aiding and abetting tyranny. And I'm not joking. Listen to why this is true. You have an obligation to protect the citizens of your state. Your state is under attack from a tyranny from within our own country. Sadly, our own federal government. It is clear. It is obvious. The FBI is breaking laws, even going after these people. That is clear. That is obvious. You have an obligation. You don't have to let them do this to your citizens. As a Republican governor, I know no Democrat governor will do this, so I'm not even going to talk to them, even though they should. They have an obligation to their citizens too, but they don't care. They don't care. There's no doubt they don't care about their citizens. They try to murder their citizens by pushing vaccines, and they try to murder their citizens through abortion. They don't care. But for those who actually care about life and people, and I'm only talking to the Republican governors because every single Democrat governor is disqualified immediately from that, you have an obligation. And you can immediately today have an executive order to kick them out. Now, I know why you don't do it. You don't do it because you're scared of the response by the federal government. And I know what the response of the federal government will be. First, the media will go crazy and call you somebody who's trying to start a civil war or whatever. And you say, no, we're doing this legally. You have to endure the wackiness. When they scream like that, it will be the proof that you need that you have hit the mark. If they're screaming about you with a passion, then you have destroyed their power. And you can in one day. So they will scream, and they will scream and cry and say, this governor is ridiculous, blah, 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 blah. And then they will say, we're the federal government. We're the Democrats. We're in control of D.C. See, if a bunch of Republican governors do this, D.C. then becomes isolated. Do you get this? Do you understand? They become powerless. Do you understand? They only have power in Democrat states because the Democrats will let them do that to their citizens. So they will become powerless, but then they will use all the, what they ever know, the financial purse. We're not going to give you funding in your state. And businesses, we're going to ask them to leave your state. The economy is going down in a crash anyways. Don't even worry about that. If a business is stupid enough to leave your state when you're a conservative state, which your economy is the only one that's actually booming probably compared to the Democrat states, don't even worry about that. It's just threats to scare you. But the government funding, they will mean, and they will say, you're not going to get any funding. You get no money whatsoever. And you turn around and say, well, that's nice because we're the ones who give you the federal government money. Our state will no longer give you money. Folks, this can happen tomorrow. It can happen today if they want it, if a Republican governor just stood up and did this once. But does DeSantis, you're the only one that has the courage to do this, I think. Or if there is someone else that has the courage that's a governor or a Republican governor, please show me. So I should be just speaking to DeSantis because he's the only one that has the guts to stand up for America, I believe. And I hope, I think others will follow if he leads. The hardest part is doing it being the first. So I already know how it plays out. Then they will try to defund you. You can then fight back and say to them, we're not giving you our tax money. Well, then the media will say, you're trying to cause a civil war. Ignore all that. You're saving America by doing this. You're saving America. Understand that. So then they'll say, well, we have the guns and the FBI. We're not going to leave. You made your order, but the FBI is going to still operate in your state. They might try that. I don't even know if they will. That's not a guarantee. But let's say they take it that far and say, screw you. We're still going to stay in your state. What are you going to do? Then you have the National Guard, Governor. And I guarantee those FBI agents will leave when the National Guard arrives and says you must leave the premises. You're done. You're not operating in this state. You have that power. And the federal government does not have any constitutional right or power to stop you. Because what you're doing is not unconstitutional. It's actually very constitutional. And the only way the federal government can come after you is if you're doing something that's actually unconstitutional and it's forbidden within the Constitution. If it's not in the Constitution, then your state is like a little mini nation. As long as it's not violating the Constitution, you can do it. Remember, when the Constitution was written, they didn't even envision an FBI. I guarantee you our founding fathers would have never even wanted there to be an FBI to exist. I guarantee it. So there's no reason why you are allowing it to be in your state. Now, I opened with all of that, but I want you to see what they're doing. Here's why you have to do this. Now, Minnesota is where Michael Lindell is, so I doubt anyone would stand up and protect him. But folks, they've already done this to the president. They're doing it to all the president's aides. They're doing it to Steve Bannon. Now they're coming after Mike Lindell, and they're going to come after all of you in your state, individuals. They're going to come after you. If your governor doesn't protect you, it's over. Do you understand? Your governor has to protect. The House of Representatives will not have the ability to protect you from the FBI. Your governor can, and he's acting like, or they're pretending like they don't know this. I made a video like this similar and sent it to governors. If they ignored it, that's their fault. There's no way they shouldn't know that they have this power because I personally sent it, personally emailed them. I can't make them watch my videos, but someone on their staff should have or should be right now. You, as an individual who's watching this, if you're in a Republican state, you better get on your governor and tell them that you know they have the power to stop the FBI and how dare they not protect their citizens. How dare they not? I don't care if an election's coming up. I don't care. Who cares if you win an election as a Republican? If you refuse to stand up now, you're not going to stand up later, and it's going to be too late. Do they understand what time it is? Do they understand America has been overthrown? No, they don't understand it. You're going to have to make it clear to them. Here's Mike Lindell, though, explaining what happened to him.
Well, everybody, welcome to the Lindell Report, and I have my own breaking news tonight. This afternoon, I went down hunting in Iowa for the early teal season with my friend this morning at 4 a.m. We got up, headed down to Iowa. We are coming back, and we stopped to go through a Hardee's in Mankato, where I was born, in Mankato, Minnesota. And cars pulled up in front of us, to the side of us, and behind us. And I said, these are either bad guys or the FBI. Well, it turns out they were the FBI.
Well, actually, there's probably no difference. Bad guys are the FBI right now. Even if they're good agents, they're following bad orders. And the fact that they don't refuse to follow these bad orders, the fact that they don't say, I'm not going to be an SS Gestapo, they're not going to because of their paycheck. I understand. So they're willing to come after you for money. And the Democrats know this. All we have to do is threaten people's paycheck and they will become Nazis. They'll do anything we say. Just threaten their job. They'll do anything. Well, that shouldn't be. Yeah, I'm asking a lot. But I'm not asking a lot from a governor. There is absolutely no reason that a governor can't take a stand. Most governors have enough money that they're set for life anyways. They don't even need to be governor anymore. Why do they hold on to their job like they're you? Like they're living paycheck to paycheck, and if they lose their job, their life is over. No, it's even easier for them to take a stand. That's not even their situation. And they don't take a stand. Do you know how ridiculous this is? They're doing it to Mike Lindell. I have to pound this because I know the public school education made sure you don't know that I'm right about this. They didn't let you understand that the states can stop the FBI anytime it wants. They don't want you to know that the governors can do it in a snap of their fingers. Are you sick of this tyranny? If you love this tyranny, then don't tell your governor that they can do something. Don't contact, don't spread this information, and sit back and do nothing. But if you're sick of this tyranny and you want something done, we have to make sure that the governors have no excuse that they refuse to do it, knowing that they have the power to. You have to make the governor address this and say why they can't do this and feel the pressure of it can't just be me. I can't be the only one. They're just going to ignore it and act like they never saw what I am saying. Everyone has to start doing this. If you want to save America, this is how your founding fathers set it up to save it. If you think DC is going to be changed if we take the House and bureaucracy will then be changed from that, come on, you know that's not true. But this will change America. This will take their power away. And because this is a war between DC elites and the American people, you better understand, this is not Republican Democrat. This it is a little bit, but it's also elite DC corruption versus everybody else. And everybody else has state governors, and a lot of them have corrupt people. But there are good ones that aren't corrupt that should be standing up for the people and saying, I'm not going to let the DC tyranny persecute my people in my state. And if they refuse to do so, they don't deserve to be governor. I don't care who it is. Folks, this is the answer. And if it's not done, there is no other answer. I've thought about this. I can't think of another. If you have a better answer, let me know. I'm all ears. Take a listen to Mike Lindell explain more as to what happened to him.
Anyway, then he goes, I got some bad news. And I go, okay, here it comes, right? He goes, we're taking your cell phone. We have a warrant for your cell phone. I go, no, I said, my whole company, I run 5 companies off that. I don't have a computer. My hearing aids run off this. Everything runs off my phone. I said, and then I said, if I don't give it to you, will you arrest me then? And I was just, you know, I'm going, are you kidding me? You're not getting my phone. And he shows me this arrest warrant. We're going to put it up here in a thing or not. This phone, arrest phone to arrest my phone.
A warrant for your phone. A subpoena for your phone. A warrant for your phone.
Yeah, yeah. So he gives me this, and we'll put it up on the screen in a minute. And I'm going, so then I go, well, can I call a lawyer? So I called, I called a lawyer. He gets on the phone, and I said, hey, I'm not giving him my phone. And he's going, no, you should give him the phone. He goes, sir, we have a warrant and arrest, warrant for his phone. And I go, I'm thinking, well, they'll arrest me if I won't give the phone. But no, if you read this, they would have done everything they could because they could, you know, the phone was right there. Believe me, they would have got the phone. Okay, you know, with physical force, they would have got the phone. I mean, I had to give up the phone, right? And I go, well, everything I run, I bought this phone. I said, this is my life. This is the businesses rely on this. Everything I have relies on it. I can't even imagine you can just take somebody's phone because they want me to be a witness in the Tina Peters case. Okay, but I'm not a witness. They just want my phone.
That's right. They just want his phone. They're using it as an excuse. They're going to target him later. They're taking it so that they can find something. You know why they're going after Mike Lindell? Because this just dropped just recently. The New American, Alex Newman, had this huge story drop. Lindell has a bombshell vote fraud evidence waiting on court to release, says Centelli. Take a listen to what is right there and understand the FBI allowed the elections to be overthrown. They are responsible for our elections being overthrown. They covered up for our stolen elections. They're 100% the people who overthrew our country. And so that's why they're taking his phone. They're pretending like it has to do with the other case so that they can come after him a little bit later. We all know it. Everyone knows it. Are you sick of this? Tell your governor to kick the FBI out of their state. That's all that has to happen. And don't let them act like they can't do it. They absolutely can. Everyone needs to be saying this. That's the answer. And that's the only answer that will stop this. Nothing else is going to ever stop it. Take a listen, though, as to why they're really going after Mike Lindell.
So when I heard that Mike Lindell received this data, I said to myself, without him ever telling me, I said, I hope it's Dennis Montgomery's. I did say that in the back of my mind, and I have always said that. Well, on Sunday, it was finally confirmed. Mike Lindell confirmed that, in fact, he had Dennis Montgomery's data. All of the data was kept in safekeeping, that he could not reveal it because of the state secrets privilege. And on Sunday, he announced that not only did he have Dennis Montgomery's information, they vetted his cases and have absolutely combed through his cases and have shown that this guy's a legitimate whistleblower that was, of course, attacked because he was blowing the whistle. He designed software, essentially, that was used to go get the bad guys in the war on terror. And he discovered that they were using it to surveil Americans. He had accumulated data. Up to 20 million Americans were under surveillance by people like John Brennan, James Clapper, Barack Obama. And he was very, very upset by that. He was blowing the whistle. He actually owns the software. He had, as a contractor, he had the highest level of security clearance. The government was using his software, the NSA, the CIA, all of the intel services. The DNI Negroponte on the court record certified that this was a national security issue, that they had to make his information secret. So up and down the chain of command, his software was legitimate. It was being used by the intel services. And they stopped paying him, but continued to use his software while he was trying to blow the whistle over the past several years. But what Mike Lindell announced on Sunday was that he was now the owner, the part owner of that software, and they had done a filing, and he clicked the send button and did a legal filing to lift the state secrets privilege to allow him to defend himself in the Dominion case. Mike Lindell is now the part owner of the most sophisticated surveillance software program on the planet, used by all the intel services. And I think they owe him millions of dollars, by the way.
Mike Lindell now owns, he's part owner of this software. He's saying on Sunday, that would have been September 11th. 2 days later, the FBI is taking Mike Lindell's phone. But that's just coincidence. And the FBI hasn't gone rogue. And those agents might not even understand why they were taking his phone. They might not. I don't know. But if you're sick of this, if you understand the type of tyranny that we're talking about right now, because the FBI itself is going to get caught as a rogue. Well, we already know they're rogue. They framed Donald Trump. They framed the January 6th people. They framed the kidnappers of Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. They framed so many people. We know they're rogue. We know that the agency has fallen and is pure awful, run by communists. And your governor doesn't have to let them persecute you. Your governor, if you have a Republican one that's good, can stop them immediately. And if they don't, they don't care about you. They don't care about you 1 ounce. They're not sick of this, and they're letting it happen. They're part of it then, if they refuse to do so. I have to throw that gauntlet down. I know they're scared. I don't care if you're scared. You better do something, or it's over. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya. Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.